we're back on tape. Well, let's ask the same question, only now instead of how are you doing professionally, how are you doing personally with your life?
Personally with my life. I mean, again, I feel very blessed from that standpoint also, in that, you know, I have a great family. I have a supportive family. I have healthy kids. I have a healthy wife. And I only need to go on the attending service to realize what I have. That sometimes not even that. All I need to do is go downstairs to the cafeteria and eat lunch and see what I have. So from that standpoint, you know, I likewise appreciate what I have. You know, having a wonderful family still takes a lot of work. Raising kids take a lot of work. But there, I don't think, there, you know, just like the science, we always strive for more. There's no obvious deficiencies that necessarily that I can say, that I can point to. Yes, I'd like to spend more time there. Yes, I'd like to spend more time here. But again, one has to be somewhat compromising to be able to hit some balance that one is happy with. So from that standpoint, I'm pretty happy on that level also. I mean, the challenge in life, I think, is that you never know what you're going to do. And 5 years from now, I would say, yes, I would like to continue doing what I'm doing now, but at the same time, it's possible there are opportunities that may arise for me to take other avenues, career avenues, or other areas of investigation. So that's what I find exciting about it. Challenging as well as somewhat sometimes unpredictable and unsettling. But that, I think, is the excitement of life.
Well, actually, you preempted my next question, which is, what do you see yourself doing in 5 years?
Well, so. I mean, I can't. I foresee myself doing similar things, but the thing is, you just never know. Because the scientific world changes. The medical world changes. Science is going to be in a different position probably 5 or 10 years down the road than it is now. The possibilities in terms of drug discovery, in terms of research being done by consortiums may well change the entire outlook of what research is going to be like. I mean, you're already seeing, if you go and take a look at journals, that many of the major discoveries are no longer made in academic laboratories. They're made in the private sector. That's in part because the private sector has realized that they need to have very extremely active research programs to be able to obtain certain advantages in the marketing phase. Maybe, it's hard to predict, maybe 20 years down the road, that's where most of the research will be.
So you might be with a biotech firm.
It's possible. I mean, there's clearly certain things that the biotechs do not do that I enjoy. And one of the major ones is teaching. Unless, but then that that likewise may change. A lot of the universities are co-opting with biotech firms and pharmaceutical companies to increase exposure. So maybe those opportunities may not be so limited in the future in terms of research. And one of the things that Pew has opened, you know, my discussions or my thoughts of, you know, also, of course, is public policy. At some point, I've been told by others that I would want to build something. And yes, that's, I've thought about it. So does that mean that at some point I want to take the directorship of an institute or division chief or department chairman? Those are all possibilities. Those are not necessarily things that sound extremely attractive to me, at least as of today, given all the other headaches that one has to deal with. But the world may change. And I think one of the things is that you have, I realize is that for me, I also have to change with it. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to predict. I enjoy what I'm doing right now.
Okay. Could you ever see yourself practicing medicine?
That's possible. I don't think it's very likely, because again, mm-hmm. I do enjoy taking care of patients. Right. But one gets extremely spoiled at academic centers, mm-hmm. Such that one has the latest and greatest whatever.
Right.
One has a phenomenal circle of colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
One is able to think, you know, mm-hmm. in certain areas or in certain directions and be able to instigate discussions
mm-hmm.
or even potentially instigate certain studies.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all possible. I mean, mm-hmm. in the present day environment for practice, I think it's not what I initially trained myself as a physician to do, even outside of the research issues.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of administrative issues,
mm-hmm.
Payer issues.
Mm-hmm.
The primary responsibility isn't necessarily just to take care of the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And those aspects of medicine I actually don't like.
Yeah.
So going into that kind of environment, I wouldn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. So what do you like most about being a scientist?
The thing I like most being, at least in the present job that I have, is that I really can think very freely as to what kind of science needs to be done. I have control of that, especially mm-hmm. at an academic institution mm-hmm. as compared to the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
I have the opportunity to teach.
Mm-hmm.
My schedule is totally flexible in that I can decide when I want to meet people, when I want to do this experiment, but, you know, within certain boundaries.
Yeah.
And I like doing and thinking about the kind of science that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So from that standpoint, this is almost like a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is basically what one does as a hobby. You mm-hmm. do something because you like it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sort of how this started. You know, mm-hmm. when I began research, it wasn't the thing that I wanted to, that I had to do. This was something, you know, elective. This is something I became interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And hobbies are things that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a job, which may not be necessarily something that you're mm-hmm. interested in, but mm-hmm. happens to be what you're trained in.
Mm-hmm.
So from that standpoint, this is a job, but yet it's sort of a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like I said, they pay you for it. There are too many hobbies that I know that they pay
that
you for.
They pay you for.
So those are the various facets mm-hmm. of science that I like. I like interacting with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have great colleagues here.
Mm-hmm.
And you develop a certain circle mm-hmm. of colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
And for that part of the reason, you know, I've entertained briefly at times of potentially moving to another institution. You know, a number of institutions would ask you, and I said, I'd come out and look, and I'd basically, sure, I'll mm-hmm. do it, but you're going to have to move these 18 people from WashU also.
Okay.
You know, it's the environment.
Mm-hmm.
The environment makes up a lot of what you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And if those people weren't here, WashU would still be here,
mm-hmm.
but it wouldn't be the same.
Wouldn't be the same. Yeah.
What do I like the least? I like the least the experiments that don't work. The thing I like the least, I would say, but it's just a reality, is the time that it takes to know that experiment or hypothesis is wrong.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I would, you know, I think of an hypothesis. I know that there are 8 experiments that need to be done. And the thing I don't like about it, it's going to take me 6 months to finish those 8 experiments. So that's clearly one aspect I don't like. The other aspect that, it's not that I don't like, I just don't have, this is not one of my favorite aspects, is dealing with personnel problems.
Yeah.
Okay. I like to deal with people that obviously are very much into what they're doing, mm-hmm. Who have good hands, mm-hmm. And can get over the technical aspects fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. So instead of 6 months, it should take 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so those are the issues, you know, and so those are the aspects I don't like. I don't like having to call somebody in and say, it's obviously that you're not happy in this laboratory. Or, what is the source of irritation of why you're fighting with so-and-so now?
Mm-hmm.
Those are not aspects that I aspire to be. If I was, I could either be a psychiatrist or a psychoanalyst or a personnel manager.
Uh-huh.
So those are the two major things that are not the most attractive to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you couldn't be a scientist, you know, tomorrow morning you woke up and God said, mm-hmm. Andy, it's over. You can't be a scientist anymore. Mm-hmm. What might you do?
Assuming that I would be excel in whatever else that I could choose?
Sure.
I mean, actually, I could see myself doing lots of different things.
Mm-hmm.
If I could excel, I mean, in part, you know, the part of the fun part of what one does is obviously excelling in it.
Being good.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I knew I could be Michael Jordan, I would be Michael Jordan.
Okay.
But I think that's the major part for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a field in which I don't excel in.
I see.
Okay, that to me is the downside.
Okay.
I don't want to be a mediocre scientist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a mediocre basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they may pay me $2 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are a number of things in life for which I would, if I excelled in, I would love to do. Sports, law, public policy, mm-hmm. business. I could easily do any one of those things, mm-hmm. as long as I excelled in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, with the exception of sports, which, you know, which requires certain physical attributes, the amount of time that I have spent, or most scientists have spent,
mm-hmm.
in developing their careers in science, they could be equally successful in almost any one of those other fields.
Sure. Well, I've actually come to the end of the questions that I have,
mm-hmm.
and so I'd like to offer you the opportunity at this point to add anything or clarify anything or mm-hmm. expand on anything that you might like to have on the record.
Well, I just want to make the statement, you know, that science actually is a phenomenal field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one can take many different avenues, and it's really just the curiosity
mm-hmm.
as to why or what and how. And within science, as a career, you know, whether one is a physician scientist or a scientist, that in itself is a microcosm with thousands of different opportunities
mm-hmm.
of either teaching, of mentorship, mm-hmm. of research, of clinical applicability, of public policy, of trying to develop the next generation or increase public awareness or public interest in science, all of which has to be done. Mm-hmm. So the possibilities really are limitless. Mm-hmm. For people that are beginning their careers, whether it be their training, very little mechanism of really is to provide these individuals with the breadth of opportunities. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think that's an issue of exposure, mm-hmm. of who you happen to run into during your life, mm-hmm. who you train with, who you're exposed to, and in terms of role models. Mm-hmm. And hence, I've been fortunate enough to have outstanding role models that mm-hmm. clearly have led me to where I am now. Mm-hmm. And obviously what I hope to do is be able to return back some of that down mm-hmm. now as well as in the future, mm-hmm. of serving as a role model for other individuals. Now, in fact, while I serve as a mentor to my students and trainees actually also serve as mentors to me. Because what they have enriched my life with, for example, is that my life experiences are few in terms of, this is the path that I have taken. Yet what I appreciate from my trainees is that, there's actually 1,000 other paths to get to where I am, and 1,000 other paths by which our paths may cross, mm-hmm. and, their ultimate destination occurs. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the fascinating things about being a scientist, is that just by the brief interactions with the graduate students, even though they spend, anywhere from 3 to 5 years in your laboratory or other trainees, you gain their life experiences. Mm-hmm. And that, from that standpoint, it's also a wonderful career.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
I think that's about it.
That's it. Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.